Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's some people headed to work like it's a normal morning. Anybody up in the northwest part of the Atlanta metro area probably didn't get much last night. It seems like everybody else around other parts of town still really, really crazy in a number of accidents that are still going on out there. So make sure you keep them at 10 and 2 and make sure you keep it plugged in to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Listen, we're hitting the wake-up call this segment, 404-726-0929.
So Conti hit me back.
Okay. Is he in?
He didn't say no. He said his response was, he's probably going to kill me for this. His response was, with a racing engine or a factory car with details on it? And I'm like, I wrote him back. I said, no, this is straight from Hendrick Motorsports in an auction. And then I sent him a picture of the car. It actually, I like this one better because A, it's got an engine, and B, you can kind of do your own thing with it. You can put your own decals on it. You could paint it if you wanted, because the Chase Elliott one is straight NAPA. You don't want to touch it. I mean, you want to drop an engine in it, but it's only like $700. This one's $18,000.
Significantly more expensive.
It's got an engine.
There's no doubt about it.
You can't turn laps in the car without an engine, Mike.
You can't.
I have a quick question about this, Bo, and I really want to know about your long-term plan when it comes to this
car.
There's
not one.
So would your plan at this moment in time be to have this car for a little while, have your fun with it, obviously, I guess, you know, suit it up and detail it and get it fixed up how you want it to, and then would you try to flip it, or is this something you would want to keep for the rest of your life?
Keep it. You know, I would...
Him in Pork Shop doing hot laps, found somebody to put a picture of his face on the hood.
Well, think about it. One day, this car will be what they're using. This will be like an ARCA car. Like, you know, this will be short track racing.
Yeah.
And so I could drop Pork Chop in it, and we could move her up from like go-karts. You know, it could change the career path for her. Instead of being a golfer, which is what I have the goal, she could be like the next Danica Patrick or a Haley Deegan, but, you know, actually good. So and winning.
Haley Deegan's on to any cars. She quit the stock car world.
Her little brother, because you know their dad. You know their
Brian Deegan.
Her little brother is Hayden Deegan, and he's about to take the Supercross world by storm.
Yeah, it definitely is. We're going to go out to the phone lines now. And remember, I want to talk to you about the Falcons. Who are the free agents you want to keep in town? And that conversation can start with our buddy Chief over in South Fulton. And what's happening, Chief?
First of all, good morning. Good morning, fellas.
What up, man?
First of all, I'm going to keep Simmons. But we need to keep Simmons. I'm sorry. We need to keep him. But that's not what I really called for. It's cold outside. You guys know it's cold out there. And I got a question for you guys. And I don't know if the kids listening or not, but they might be a little disappointed in me. And I'm hanging out with Frosty the Snowman, right? And me and Frosty, we hanging out, and Frosty has a scarf around his neck. Why? You a snowman. Why do you have a scarf around your neck? Why is he smoking on a pipe? I mean, ain't you going to melt? I mean, these are questions that I just got to ask, Mike.
Well, here's the thing, and I appreciate the call, Chief, as always. I'm not sure that Frosty was in charge of his garments or any of this. Like, right, that was actually placed by other people. So Frosty didn't just wake up in the morning and go, dude, let me grab this scarf. It's cold outside.
Well, it was just so he wasn't
somebody
naked.
Else put it around his neck.
It was just you know, to have some clothes on. Did you see the – somebody had a video, and I don't know if it was a parody or not, but this kid had made a snowman, and then he had, like, put, like, a knife in the snowman's stomach and poured, like, red paint
Jesus.
On it.
Jesus.
Yeah. And it was pretty creepy. I think the kid might grow up to be a serial killer.
I don't know how you find the depths of social media the way you do. Like, I don't see any of the crazy stuff you do. I don't know what it is. That's absolutely – like, what is it? Is it a Halloween snowman? Like, what are we doing?
I mean, it's the – I don't know. That kid, though, probably should be checked.
I also think that Frosty Snowman, if he was picking out the scarf, he probably did it for the same reason that Bo and I both have beards. You got to separate that chin area from the neck. Oh, you know what I mean?
Is that the truth? otherwise,
you just look like the Michelin Man.
I also think
you got to get that going.
I also think if you grow a beard the right way, if you have the right beard, it can be somewhat of a superpower. Like, look at Trey Young since he's got a beard. I mean, all of a sudden he's like way more. He's the leader we've always wanted. His assists have gone up.
You hear this, Garrett? You hear this? Garrett's back there shaking his head with that baby face.
Yeah. Well, they don't let you have one at Chick-fil-A. Do they? They don't, do they?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
Definitely.
It's like the Yankees.
Yeah. All right, man. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines. Don't forget, 404-726-0929 if you want to weigh in. Let's go back to Coleman, our buddy Coleman over in Winer. Good morning, Coleman. What's going on, man?
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Sir Squid, fellow Squid Bill, and you checking in?
Sir?
Yes, I think what is the other two free agents? He said Simmons, but who else is it?
All right, the list of unrestricted free agents: Lorenzo Carter, TQ Graham, Richie Grant, Eddie Goldman, Devon Harris.
I like Lorenzo Carter just because he's a Georgia boy.
Okay,
and I think we should keep him. But one question is, and Andrew Jones should be in the Hall of Fame too. But also, Sir Squid, I'd like to purchase one of the. Merchandise. So where do I go to do that at?
You can go to Etsy. It's posted on my Twitter.
There you go.
You can go. It's linked on the profile on my Twitter. You can go there and you can grab you some merch.
Sounds like Publix was sold out of toilet paper. So there you go.
What?
What? Anyways, let's go back to.
Well, hey, I gotta get sales up so I can buy this race car.
Let's go back to the lines. And here's somebody else that's probably interested. Let's go up to our buddy Squid Billion over in Dallas, man. Squid Billion, you get any snow up there, man?
Morning, fellas. Morning, Ella Squid. No, we didn't get any snow out here. We got some the first time. We got about 3 inches out here the first dump. But I drove through snow coming back from over in Augusta. Drove through some nastiness, but not too bad. Yeah. But, yeah, just wanted to call in. I know it's been a while, but wanted to let you know, still out here rapping, still out here listening. Love the show, you guys. I did want to call in on Friday with the culture discussion, but you guys had picks, so we'll let it go. I did want to say, you know, Tiffany can have brunch without eating the pastry. She, you know, so that doesn't, she's not necessarily cultured. That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate the call, man.
Appreciate
thanks,
you.
Thanks, Squid Billion. Wait. I'm not going to speak on Tiffany's culture without her being here, but nonetheless.
I tell you what's so bad. I mean, did Mike's Mafia, they don't do cold
weather?
Yeah,
no flames. They
don't do snow.
It is what it is. It is what it is. You have your ups and you have your downs. But nonetheless, man, appreciate anybody that's out there listening. I did too, and we touched on this earlier, but we haven't talked about it in just a minute. TGL, the golf league. I wanted to go back to that in just a minute. Watched it last night. It's the first time. It was the first match, is what Bo wants to call it, for the Atlanta Drive. And watching Justin Thomas, Billy Horschel, who joined Chris Goforth and myself on a Falcons pregame. Mm-hmm. It was a very heavy-handed Falcons version of TGL. There was no doubt about it. Arthur Blank is in attendance. They're wearing Dirty Bird chains. Billy Horschel numerous times does the Dirty Bird. They win fleetingly, going away 4-0 in the match last night.
It was a shutout.
It was a shutout. And it was against
the New York team with Ricky Fowler on it.
Well, did you see who the owner was for the New York team? Was the Mets, Cohen.
Oh, really?
The Mets owner, and he was in attendance as well. So that's another.
I didn't see him.
Feel good about that.
Justin Thomas was like they won a shutout instead of like the first shutout, and he was really, really hardcore into making sure it was a shutout.
Yeah, he was. And look, I thought it was a cool ordeal. I'm wondering if anybody else watched it last night. I put it out there. I know you know who was the first person to hit me up once I tweeted that I was watching it? Abe Gordon, because Abe of course has five televisions and watches every single sporting event on TV.
I think one of the hardest things for the TGL is because if you haven't watched it, guys, they hit off of basically if you're at a driving range and you've got a mat.
Yeah.
Their mat is grass.
Yep.
And it's real.
I was shocked by that.
It's real soppy. I love it. But the hard part is the fact that they're chipping essentially off of like an artificial surface.
Yeah.
And because that to me is probably where it's caused some of the guys that have played in earlier matches some issues.
Yeah.
But putting, you know, putting is, and I guess a little bit with putting, but I don't think it's that big of a deal for the putting, but the chipping it absolutely is.
I think so too. Also, notice they not only are they hitting off the real grass. Did you notice when they're hitting out of like the fairway bunkers? They have a lip, a little lift that comes up in front of them, and they hit out of sand, and they can't hit the lip. And I think it was Billy Horschel that was hitting out of it yesterday and hit the lip.
Well, and that green has like hydraulic.
It has pistons.
Yeah, and it changes the undulation of the green.
Yeah.
It's everything about it is really cool. I have a feeling one day, if you have really deep pockets, there'll be a play. There could be a place that, you know, I can imagine it could be pretty expensive to do.
Yeah.
I don't think you could do it with the real grass. I think you'd do it with the but that's like the next step of a golf simulator.
And we got to get to break here in just a second. But my next question would be if and when Arthur Blank is able to build a place here in Atlanta that is able to host these events where you're actually traveling and it's not just a central location, you're going, right? Because that's the first thing I thought of yesterday is if there was one down here in Midtown and that's where they were playing, I'd be there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Me and the EW Live guys, we would absolutely take a field trip down from the hood and come down there and watch it because it would be awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, Arthur Blank, if he did it, you'd have like $3 beers and stuff, so... $2 hot dog, so it would be. Well, I mean, right? He would. I don't
know. Like, you know what's crazy is in the national championship, obviously being at Mercedes-Benz, it always happens every time there's a big event. Somebody tweets out a picture of the menu at Mercedes-Benz,
yeah.
And it goes crazy.
Yeah.
And people are just like, oh my goodness. And I'm like, dude, it's been like this for how old is Mercedes-Benz now? 8 years?
Dude, we just finished our 8th season.
It's crazy.
In there.
It's insane to think about.
Because 17 was the first year. So we're about to enter. Two more Falcon seasons will be the 10th season. That would be
One's older, Mercedes-Benz or Truist? I can't remember.
Truist is older
by a year.
Is that right? I think
a year
maybe,
or two, maybe
2 years.
Anyhow, man,
I think Truist opened. I want to say it opened in 15.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.